The conversation around coronavirus is shifting to economic recovery. A big part of that recovery will be tackling hunger. Experts say long-term we can expect about 17 million more hungry people in the U.S. That's almost a 50% increase from pre-pandemic levels. The U.S. has a hunger safety net, but as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, some question whether it will be enough, or if it ever has been.
For the ninth straight Wednesday, cars are snaking into the parking lot of the YMCA in Albany. At the front door, there's a small crew of Boy Scouts loading boxes of food in the trunks and back seats as fast as they can.
Pack the trunk!
Not long ago, Albany was one of the world's COVID-19 hotspots. Today, the COVID-19 downturn is what brings people like Keisha Hightower.
You know, it has really did a number to my budget.
Hightower says with her kids stuck at home for every meal, she is blowing through her paycheck.
It's practically unbearable to try to make it a whole month off of what you used to could before this pandemic. It's awful.
The higher prices she sees lately on staples like eggs and milk don't help. The food today is not the USDA farm boxes full of fresh vegetables you may have heard of. It's three blocks of cheese and some chicken nuggets. There's enough left over to send home with the police directing traffic. Frank Shepard heads the Columbus-based Feeding the Valley Food Bank, which serves Southwest Georgia, including Albany. He's been relying on commodity foods pumped into the food bank system by pandemic aid from the USDA to cooperating farmers. He says there's plenty of aid for now.
Sure, we'll say 6 months. We could maintain these additional distributions.
After 6 months, some of the people waiting at the Albany YMCA will likely have enrolled in the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, if they weren't already enrolled. That's money put directly into consumers' hands to buy groceries, and it's the bedrock of U.S. food aid.
No doubt about it.
So says Craig Gunderson, professor of agricultural and consumer economics at the University of Illinois, and an expert on the U.S. food aid system.
There's going to be people who are in need of assistance, and if their incomes fall enough, then they'll be able to go on to SNAP.
That's what happens in any economic downturn. So Gunderson says, in that sense, the COVID-19 downturn is just like any other recession.
The safety net that was in place prior to COVID is going to be the exact same one as after COVID, but it's not like we're going to get chronic hunger due to this because there are these other resources that people have.
Resources like SNAP. But Frank Shepard of Feeding the Valley wonders just how far SNAP can go.
We cover 6,000 square miles, so a lot of that area is very rural. In some cases, there's just not food to buy.
The grocers just aren't out in the country. And when SNAP can't make ends meet, people often head right back to the food banks. Amber Bell works in another part of the food safety net. She says it's much the same in the city, in Albany.
Since 2009, we've lost 12 grocery stores, and we were food insecure before those grocery stores closed.
Bell is program director at the Southwest Georgia Project, where they've worked since the original civil rights movement to fight hunger in the black community. She says the food aid that existed before COVID-19 might have filled bellies, but it did not nourish.
I knew that Albany would be topping death charts. So the conditions we see are diet-related cancers, high blood pressure, obesity.
Most of the people COVID-19 killed in Albany were black. Most suffered from underlying conditions. Before the pandemic, the Southwest Georgia Project had plans to tackle chronic hunger. The coronavirus put those plans on hold. Still, Amber Bell sees an opportunity to rebuild with better access to food like fruits and vegetables before the next pandemic starts. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Albany.